Fluker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, where we give you the features on the site, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. So head over to freetalklive.com. You can actually get interactive by creating the content there. So if there's something online that you find that you think is interesting, you want to share with other listeners of this program, you can submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners can vote. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over, get interactive. freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
So, by the way, I want to tell you about an additional way that you can get tuned into Free Talk Live. It is the C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. Not only can you listen to Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, but you can also listen to 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, MP3 Tunes. The C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio does all of that. And wherever a Wi-Fi signal is available is where this thing can work for you. So it's really handy. You can put it pretty much anywhere in your house and listen to all kinds of content from all around the world. Once again, go to ccrane.com to learn more about the C-Crane company and how great their products are. And then get your CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com. And Allie, sticking with me here throughout the remainder of the show. Of course, we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE. And I think it's important to talk further about some of the things that have been happening today. Obviously, we both went to the bigger, gayer dance party, which was an absolute blast. A lot of fun. Glad that it was able to happen again this year, thanks to the efforts of some really great people that threw the party. There was a lot of work that went into this, everything from decorations to musical selection.
Oh, man, it was amazing.
It was huge. So that was a lot of fun, and I would hope that it's going to come back next year. I know that certainly the intentions of the organizers to bring it back. But the party wasn't the only thing going on today. Of course, there are a lot of family events that are happening at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's just a whole itinerary set aside just for families. But on the way, what has already occurred today? Well, there have been a few things that have been off-site at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. One of those things is there was a hike, the Live Free or Hike, this morning with Robert Brown, who's from the Keene area. He led that. There was also another Appleseed Firearms and Shooting Clinic that I think has been going on a pretty much daily basis. This morning, there was a speech regarding the medical industrial complex. Why do we spend so much to be so sick with a doctor who gave that presentation. The Tectonic 10th Amendment, Battle of the States versus the Feds with Boston Tea Party also happened this morning. Taking it to the streets, talking to normals about war with Angela Keaton. I wish I could have made this one.
You know, Ian, like, I remember what it was like to be stuck in my hometown and listening to these broadcast from Porkfest and being so jealous.
Really?
But you just brought back the feelings from listing a bunch of stuff that I wish I had gone to.
Right, because even though you're here, you can't go to everything.
Yeah, like, you know, if you meet someone and you're like, oh, we met at Porkfest, then that doesn't necessarily mean you can talk about all the same stuff, because people can do their schedule however they want.
Right, everyone here is having an individual experience that no two stories is going to match up here.
Exactly.
Porkfest. So those are some of the things that happened this morning, and I have to say that the one with Angela Keaton sounds really interesting. The description here is, awesome, you won the annual Mises University Purity Test and kissed the rear ends of all the right people at the Institute for Humane Studies, but can you explain why stealing to commit mass murder is wrong to a total stranger? Check your libertarianism at the door and learn how to talk about the war.
Huh.
Yeah, that sounds like it was a really useful session. Good news? Maybe you weren't able to make the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or maybe you were just not able to make something that was interesting to you because there was something else that was interesting to you. Everything that happened at the Shire Society Pavilion, which was kind of the main speaking venue here at Porkfest, which is where Angela was speaking this morning, everything that happened there has been captured by three HD video cameras. Your boyfriend, JJ,
yes,
actually.
JJ has been working incredibly hard trying to chronicle all this stuff, and he's even doing fancy video work. Like when Rebel Inc. was playing, he had his camera and he was walking around trying to get handheld, doing like all the fancy shots. And yeah, I was, you know, I'm just really impressed with how much he's put into this. So yeah, so Starkball Media is his thing, and then I guess Think Twice Productions also has helped putting the Chronicles on.
Yeah, well, we can talk more about what's going on here because there's a lot happening, but my point was that eventually all of that content is going to be available. It's going to be available free online. So if you missed something from Porkfest, there are going to be a lot of it that will be available down the line. So
yeah, share it, you know, comment on it, anything.
And we're going to let you know when that happens too, because JJ's on every Friday night normally, except for tonight when he graciously allowed you to fill his stead, because we've got so many great guests coming in here. We only have three mics and only room for three people on the show. So we're going to come back here with your calls. We can talk more about what's going on at Porkfest here in a moment. Randall is with us, listening in Louisiana. Randall, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for the forum.
Hey,
ran across your program by accident. I realized that the First and Second Amendment are very popular to talk about, but the Fourth Amendment, I don't think it's the protection it needs. It's not popular. It's, hey, what are you hiding? By the time you want to assert your Fourth Amendment rights, you're in a pickle.
Do you know the Fourth Amendment? It's reading off the top of your head?
Ma'am?
Do you know the Fourth Amendment off the top of your head?
The right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure. There is no guarantee of privacy in the United States, and I've studied all that search and seizure law pretty well. The reasonability has just been taken way out of whack, in my humble opinion. One of the major things that I'll just briefly hit on and see what you think of it is I believe that at the home, okay, if you're out on the street and you're in the public and you've got a lower expectation of privacy, you have somewhat of a protection because the police have a dash cam if you get stopped. However, at your home, where you have the highest level of expectation of privacy, when the gang of eight comes to your door, they may have a warrant. They might not. They may say you have on a clown suit. They may say you're doing this, doing that. My experience, briefly put, I'm sitting at home, no criminal history, committing no acts whatsoever. They had already sent someone in to search my house, but then supposedly the warrant months later pops up and the affidavit, doesn't put this just happens to not put this search in because they want to protect the identity of the informant. You know, a little convoluted and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What's the solution, I think? Video record all police and citizen interactions at the home's front door. What do you think?
Exposure, yes. That is my favorite method of dealing with things like this.
I actually would go further and say that you should video record all interactions with all bureaucrats, not just the ones with guns, but the other ones as well, because bureaucrats are known and notorious for lying or just feeding misinformation. Whether they know they're giving you misinformation is another question, but a lot of the times they'll tell you one thing and then another bureaucrat will tell you another, and they'll all tell you whatever they're saying is the truth, but they're different stories.
Not just that, if you catch them saying something on video, just like they can catch you in your words, if you're the one asking questions and they end up saying the wrong thing, with the way the laws are all weird and I don't quite understand it, I'm sure if you found a good lawyer, they could show you, because they said this thing, you have it on, you have it captured on film, it makes they have to throw out their whole case or it looks bad for them, sort of thing.
Well, another aspect you may want to, anyone may want to look up is the term qualified immunity. I see that it doesn't get press a lot. It's a technique utilized by defense firms for government officials, and it's supposed to be, as the definition would say, qualified, but it's really starting to become absolute, almost like judicial immunity.
Well, right. This is something that they can claim as an excuse for why they shouldn't be charged with criminal actions for things that they do that hurt others. Isn't that generally the case?
Through my experience, like I say, I'm sitting at home doing nothing, and lo and behold, all the criminal stuff goes away through fighting, if you will. I had a malpracticing defense attorney weaving a story, and as I tried to move forward in my civil suit because I felt it was the right thing to do, I just ran into hurdles, the biggest of which was dismissal by way of the qualified immunity. However, the private citizen that sent inside to do the searching, they weren't dismissed.
You You know, Randall, I appreciate your call and your thoughts tonight. Thanks for making it. Yes, sir, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And he's absolutely right. A lot of times if you try to sue the people calling themselves government, they'll claim, oh, we've got qualified immunity or sovereign immunity, or they'll just say you've got no standing, so case dismissed. You've got all kinds of reasons to just kick your case right out the court.
A lot of people like the Fourth Amendment, so it's a good thing to expose anyway.
More coming up here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll take your calls about anything live from PortFest 2012.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you got to get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us anything you want. We're here live at the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Our number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
Allie's here courtesy of her show, which is Ladies in Keene over at ladiesinkeene.com. And once again, ladiesinkeene.com for more Allie's. We go right back into your phone calls, your thoughts. We'll talk more about what's happening here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in a little bit because it's not over yet. There's we're on Friday night, so there's an entire another night to go, full day on Saturday.
Porkfest is climactic, so this weekend's going
to
be great.
It's going to be pretty awesome, yeah, because more people just more and more people just show up as the week goes on. So let's go, though, first to Viper. He's listening online somewhere. Viper, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
How are you?
Viper. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to encourage everybody that is going to stick it out and go to Tampa and be a delegate for Ron Paul to not, you know, cave to the pressure to vote for Mitt Romney because they say so or whatever. Vote your conscience, people. Let's get out there and get the message of peace and love and understanding out to everyone. And I can't stress it enough. I've been, for the last 4 years of my life, since I found Free Talk Live and Ron Paul pretty much at the same time, there's, you know, I can come off as confrontational.
Thanks for the call.
I
hit the
bad
dump button fast enough there, or our board operator got to it. You know, I understand that people are very passionate when they get on the radio, but unfortunately, this is a radio program, and we can't just allow people to say the F-bomb on the air. But anyway, Viper, thanks for the call. Any thoughts on what he was saying there?
I saw a picture on Facebook of a bulletin board that was on one of the main roads to Tampa, and it said something about the... Oh, all delegates are unbound and vote your you're allowed to vote your conscience and stuff.
A bulletin board or a billboard?
Billboard is what I meant to say. And I wonder if that's real or if someone, you know, just like photoshopped it. But I would like to think that the Republican delegates are reachable. I guess I'm kind of more worried that what kind of stuff is going to be going on in Tampa if a bunch of Ron Paul people, not just delegates, but just fans are going to go there and make a big splash. And, you know, there's been lots of speculation. I don't know what kind of event this is going to be. Is it going to be like Occupy sort of thing where people are outside protesting or like Bilderberg sort of thing? Is it going to be a big police state? These are all
questions
I have.
I'm curious to find out as well, although I know that one thing's for sure, they are going to have their Paul Fest thing that's going to go on, I guess, around the same time as the Republican National Convention, where they're going to have basically a three-day-long festival a la Pork Fest, where people are going to be hanging out, live music, there's going to be, you know, socializing, networking down there in Tampa at the fairgrounds. So even if the whole Republican National Convention ends up being an absolute disaster or police state like you're suggesting, then at least people might be having a good time and promoting freedom on another platform.
It's also good to get all the people who are really into Ron Paul now together so that, you know, when Ron Paul doesn't, you know, fulfill people's dreams of him being president, that they'll at least know who these other people are that they can talk to and, you know, carry on projects with after this Ron Paul thing. Because he says himself in one of his recent addresses to his fans, he said that it's not about him. It's just about this message. And the message has been around before Ron Paul, and it'll be around after Ron Paul. And it's good to be excited about him as a vehicle and as a medium to talk to people. But, you know, the ideas will carry on anyway.
Absolutely. And I think that he knows that. And that's one of the most important factors of his campaign is to bring people into the movement. And then hopefully they'll expand their purview because Ron Paul is kind of like the gateway drug to liberty. He's a really principled guy. There's still a few issues that, you know, the gaps could stand to be filled on with Ron. And so, you know, we've seen plenty of examples of folks who found the larger liberty movement, like the Free State Project or Free Talk Live, for instance, by finding the Ron Paul campaign. So there's no doubt that he is opening doors to more opportunities for people. And so whatever happens in August, maybe there's some miracle Ron Paul will actually walk away with a victory, or probably not. But whatever it is that ends up happening, liberty has advanced because of Ron Paul's campaign. And that's why I'm glad that I supported it. I mean, I'm not, you know, there's some things about the campaign that I'm not happy with, but that's going to happen with any political campaign. You're never going to have a politician with which you agree 100%, but overall, the message that Ron Paul is getting out to people, I think, is very valuable. And it's a shame that, you know, he's done with politics, because he is the best outreach tool at the moment for the liberty movement. And I think that one of the dangers of Ron Paul dropping away is that there will be a group of people who are so into Ron Paul that they're going to look for their next messiah. They're going to look for the next leader, and I think that's going to be a mistake.
Is he setting the stage for more political activism, or is he teaching people that, sure, the political process has certain purposes? The purposes aren't really to try to, you know, get libertarians in office necessarily. Some people really like that idea, mm-hmm. but the idea is more to use the office as a way to touch people, to reach people that you know, who are into politics because they really do care about seeing people, you know, become free, or they just want what's best for everyone. And if you can reach those types, that's great. I think a lot of people, it's taught a lot of people that the political process is not their thing, and that they'd rather try, you know, maybe civil disobedience, maybe they want to do media, who knows.
I'm looking forward to seeing where Ron Paul activists focus their next activities. And maybe you are a Ron Paul person out there hitting the campaign trail and helping out with Ron's efforts. What are you going to do after the Ron Paul campaign's over? What are you going to do come 2013 and there's no campaign at all? Because in 2013, there's not going to be, I mean, even if you think there's going to be some kind of a, you know, new Ron Paul, and I don't know who it would possibly be, and I don't believe that anybody can come close to Ron Paul, who has the name recognition that Ron Paul does. What are you going to do instead? What is it that's on your activism plate that doesn't have directly to do with something that's related to Ron Paul?
Well, some people are going to just jump to Rand Paul, which I think
it's not right. I mean, he's not a real liberty-minded guy.
Well, it's kind of surprising that someone would be willing to support Rand Paul and Ron Paul. They seem like two completely different politicians.
Absolutely.
With different objectives, and sure, they share lots of things, but when it comes down to, like, that to me shows that you're not you weren't, like, in the Ron Paul thing out of just principle necessarily, or for the principles that Ron Paul espouses, but just because, you know, because of the things that Rand and he share. But Rand wants sanctions against Iran, and, you know, he's kind of a warmonger, and then he also...
And he's kind of a border freak, too.
And he embarrassed... I know he embarrassed me and a lot of people who are into Ron Paul when he says things about using gay as a derogatory term.
Absolutely. The guy is a shadow, a pale shadow at best, of his father, and he definitely doesn't deserve the renown that his dad has. 855-450-FREE. Ron Paul's earned the respect that he gets, and just because he's the offspring of Ron Paul really doesn't mean people shouldn't be looking at him with a critical eye. 855-453. We're here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety? Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live at the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Night has fallen here at Rogers Campground, the second to final night, Friday evening here, as we broadcast live from the LRN.FM media room to a studio audience who is wooing, and thank you for that. I appreciate you guys being here, because I know there's a lot out there to choose from which to choose here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You've chosen to spend your time with us, and you know what? I appreciate that, so thank you. Because I know right now Wheels Off Liberty is out there, I think, at the Pavilion, and they're doing some sort of comedy special. The Roast is coming up later on tonight, which a lot of people are talking about. But, of course, alongside The Roast is Stephanie Murphy and Pork Therapy, which will also be something that you can do. So there's always so much from which to choose. Or you just walk around the campsite and, encounter people as you're walking about and come up on campfires and talk to folks. It's just a darn good time.
But like you were saying, a lot of this stuff is being chronicled. Stephanie Murphy's going to have a podcast. The Rose is going to be chronicled. So either way, whichever you choose, it's just which do you want to see live? Because you can always go back.
Absolutely. And we'll, of course, let you know as these videos become available. We'll let you know on the air when that happens. But we're here, and that means that we've got the opportunity to talk to interesting folks. We're going to bring in another special guest here in moments on the third microphone. We'll also take your calls at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 1-855-450-3733. But real quick, I wanted to talk about some of the other stuff that went on today. We discussed some of the morning activities. And, of course, the week has just been packed full of things to do here at Porkfest. But today, there were more Soapbox Idol auditions. That's kind of the pinnacle event of Porkfest, a Saturday night. Soapbox Idol is the big event. It's been going on for years, and it's essentially a three-minute rant contest where different people can get up and, you know, do a comedy spiel or talk about something that bothers them or do something, whatever it is they want to do that they think is going to entertain an audience. They get up, they do it during Soapbox Idol, and so there were more auditions happening for that today. A firearms etiquette class was available. Case studies of stateless societies, a presentation with Dr. Dan D'Amico. That sounded fascinating. I wish I could have made that one as well, but again, luckily it's been recorded, so hopefully we'll get to see it a little bit later on. Also, last night there's been a film festival going on here every single night of the week.
Festivals within festivals.
Right, where John Shaw, who we had on earlier tonight, the director of Shartaram, has been presenting, I guess, you know, films that are of the Liberty community and also just fun stuff. I think they're going to be showing Tremors tomorrow night at midnight. So there's, you know, all kinds of stuff being shown here, but our very own Derek J has his own documentary film, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. That was being shown tonight. Shartaram is going to be shown tonight also at midnight for the very first time ever, which is a horror film with a kind of a zombie theme and also some Liberty themes within them. But last night there was, I guess, a big premiere that happened, kind of a semi-premiere, in that it was still, I think, a working draft or working print of the film. But the Silver Circle movie was premiered last night here at Portfest.
Very impressive.
I believe it was standing room only for that particular premiere. And it was today where folks could join the director of the Silver Circle film, Pasha Roberts, as well as Stefan Molyneux for what they called Envisioning 2028. A roundtable discussion. So not only would you, you know, if you were here, you could see the Silver Circle movie, but you could actually sit at a roundtable discussion with the director of the film.
Yep, so, rubbing elbows.
Yeah, pretty cool. Also, New Hampshire marijuana reform with Kirk McNeil. He's the guy who is a Free State Project participant currently in charge of New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense, which is a group that's really out there doing a lot of grassroots politics and outreach regarding changing the incredibly insane marijuana laws and prohibition in this country. Austrian economics panel featuring one of your favorites, Allie, Dr. Bob Murphy.
One of my favorites.
As well as some other professors. sitting around talking about economics and such. In addition to that, Boston Tea Party, Paul Wilson and Adam Kokesh presenting a resistance and rebellion panel, Why Empires Always Fail Over Time. That's just what happened today, and I haven't even gone into what's been going on this evening as we've been on the air. I mean, there's just so much to choose from. It's so much fun. Go to portfest.com, and if you're in New England, get up here because this thing's not over yet. We still got a full day tomorrow. Now, you're going to meet interesting people while you're here, and we have some of those people in the studio with us here tonight on the third mic. Joining us is Eric, who is one of the campaign staff members from the Ron Paul campaign in the state of Maine. Eric, please sit right on in close on that microphone. Good evening.
Good evening.
Glad to have you here. You heard us talking about Ron Paul during the last segment, and you know what's coming next after Ron Paul, because there's obviously a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement, I think, still around Ron Paul's campaign. We don't know what's going to happen come the national convention, which is, imminent here almost, just a few weeks away. But the main thing's over. I mean, the primary's done there, the caucus or whatever it is you guys have in Maine. And, you know, what's going to happen? I mean, what do you see as, somebody who was a leader in the Ron Paul campaign there? Well, where are you going to focus your efforts after the campaign's done?
Now, are you asking specifically in Maine, or are you asking nationally?
You, personally.
I mean,
Eric.
Personally.
Yeah.
Well, right now, it's a wonderful opportunity. After the campaign activities concluded in Maine, we won the convention. We did pretty much a clean sweep there. We got 100% of the delegates, 100% of the alternates, 100% of the presidential electors, and we also took decisive seats on the state committee. After that concluded, I'm kind of transitioning onto new projects. I'm actually serving right now as the chairman of a new political action committee called the Defense of Liberty PAC, which is going to be focusing on identifying, supporting, and electing liberty candidates to the state house and the state senate there
in Maine
specifically.
When people say liberty candidate, I'm like, I have all this optimism and I just have all these expectations. But what is a liberty candidate really?
For me, well, every candidate that we choose to endorse, we are thoroughly vetting and giving surveys and having long conversations with them about where they are on the issues. Not just, you know, do they line up specifically, do they line up on this issue or that issue, but is there the underlying liberty philosophy underneath that? I think it's easy for a candidate to say, oh, I agree with this or I agree with that.
Yeah,
or,
I'm a Ron Paul guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tea Party, yeah, everything.
But sure. I think you talk with them for a bit and you kind of, you get a sense for what are the underlying philosophical underpinnings there. Is it something that they're just, you know, lobbing onto, or is it something that they actually have an understanding and a real principled base there? And that's something we're really looking for. And we've identified, you know, a lot of good candidates there that we're looking to really support this go around.
So is it your first time here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
It is, actually. I had a good friend who tried to pull me along here last year, but I wasn't able to make it for work reasons. So it's a new experience for me.
How is it? I mean, tell me about it.
Well, for me, it's been a lot of wandering around, a lot of going to a lot of the tents that are serving food. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's full of distractions. Like, wandering around sounds like aimless, but it's really, I mean, it might be aimless, but you end up finding people and to talk to and stuff to eat. And
Liberty
do.
Ice cream. Liberty.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't talk about the ice cream right now. I totally want ice cream, and I'm stuck here doing this radio program. I'm not that I mind. I get to be here with you, Allie, and all these wonderful guests, and it's been great. But somebody was eating
ice cream would be better.
Right.
But.
Well, somebody was eating ice cream in the back, and I'm like, man, I can't get out of here. I'm ice cream.
They got that Lou Rockwell Rocky Road or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still have it because we're getting close to the end of the week.
Selling out.
I walked by there, and there were several flavors that had completely sold out.
Crossed them off the list.
So it's your first time here. Is there anything like this happening in Maine?
Like this in terms of a festival like this?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I think New Hampshire's a little bit further along in terms of, you know, really kind of populating the liberty movement here.
Well, one day it'll be all over the country, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All kinds of things.
Well, and there isn't as much of an incentive in Maine to get a festival like this going because, you know, we're right next door. We can just hop on over.
Exactly.
Well, hopefully folks from Maine and all around the world will be hopping on over to New Hampshire, making the move here permanently because, I mean, as you pointed out, we've got a growing movement here. There are people coming from all over. Allie, you're from Alabama. I'm from Florida originally. There are people that are coming from, around the world. There's a gentleman here from Norway this year. We've had people here from Portugal in the past. I mean, it's an international movement.
These ideas know no borders.
Yeah,
indeed. And I'm looking forward to the whatever it is that comes next. And I know that there are more people pledged to make the move. Over 12,000 of them over at freestateproject.org right now. These people are coming. We've got over 1,000 here already as part of the Free State Project. And Eric, how can people learn more about your PAC that you're forming?
You can go to www.defenseofliberty.com, and you'll be able to donate and be able to support there. We'll be putting up our candidates, and you can check them out for yourself.
Good luck, and thanks for the call. Sitting here tonight. More on the way.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live at the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and there's still more to come. It is not over. There's a full day of activities tomorrow, and of course a full night of fun. There's so much that's going on. Whether you've got a family or you're single or you're a couple, you can come up here and meet other people that are in a similar situation to you. You'll meet people that have already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as the three of us here behind microphones have done. It is Ian here.
And Allie.
Joining us for the final segment of this edition of Free Talk Live, Stephanie Murphy is here from Pork Therapy. Good evening.
Hello, and Free Talk Live.
And Free Talk Live, that's right. I mean, you and I are hardly ever on the same Free Talk Live show. You're on Sunday nights with Mark, and that's my day off, so I still think of you as mostly as Stephanie from Pork Therapy. Even though you are actually a paid host on Free Talk Live.
I love Free Talk Live, too, let me say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you keep doing it. So.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying, it's funny because the three of us are pretty much never on together. Like, I never do shows with Allie, I never do shows with you, so
right.
This is fun.
Yeah. You got to spread us around. You can't just have us all in, like, one dose. That's a little too much, I think. For right now, for 15 minutes, it's fine.
Right, we can do it here at Pork Fest. And there's just, as I was mentioning, there's a lot coming up tomorrow. You don't want to miss this. If you're in the New England area, go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You can come on out here and party and hang out with and socialize with some of the best people you'll ever come across. I mean, am I exaggerating when I say that?
I honestly don't. I'm, like, probably even more optimistic than you about all this. I think that,
really?
Yeah, I think that I'm, like, keeping souvenirs, and I expect a lot of it to end up in museums one day. So
wow.
Tells you where I am, you know.
I was so honored when I was handing out my slap bracelets today at the gayer dance party. Last year, something that I started doing was I came with these really fuzzy slap bracelets that are very brightly colored. and was handing them out to everybody that had some sort of a costume on. If you put a little bit of time into looking a little bit more gay for the Bigger Gayer dance party, I would reward you with the offer of a free slap bracelet.
I still have mine from last year.
Right. People were telling me this. Like, multiple people told me they still had this cheap, you know, 20-cent slap bracelet or whatever from last year, but, you know, it meant something to you.
I think I still have mine, too, Ian.
Yeah, I still have mine.
It's one of those things that it's like, it's great, but then I just can't get rid of it. You know, it's one of those things, it's like, why do I still have this? Well, Ian gave it to me at my first
Port
Fest,
at some point.
And it's awesome, and I just hold on to it. It'll probably be with me for the rest of my life. Unless it's in a museum.
Right.
You hand it down to your kids or something like that.
Right.
Family heirloom. Party store slap bracelets.
This is the nicest thing I have.
Right. And, you know, some people ask me, oh, do I have to pay for it? You know, and that's nice of them to ask that, but no.
They paid you already in gayness.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, Stephanie, you know, you've been here kind of guesting on a lot of different shows. I mean, you haven't actually done Pork Therapy yet. You're going to be doing that tonight here at 10 o'clock Eastern time.
In mere minutes.
Yeah, and porktherapy.com is your website. That's pork, like porcupine, P-O-R-C,
mm-hmm.
Pork
Thank
Therapy.
You.
But you've been kind of sitting in here and there on a bunch of different shows. I mean, you've had a lot of mic time this week, right?
Yeah, I guess so, but I've been really busy just bouncing around with a lot of things. The main thing I'm working on here at Porkfest is Free Aid, which is fr33aid.com. We actually, so Free Aid, for anyone who doesn't know, is providing volunteer first aid services to Porkfest. It's completely free. You know, we're just a team of volunteers. We've got a lot of EMTs and paramedics, even doctors and physicians assistants and stuff who work, you know, in those fields in their daily life. But then they come to Porkfest, and if somebody needs help while they're here, they're going to help out, you know, because they care about people. So you know, we kind of organize it, and people are at the booth during the day, and then at night we have volunteers on call, and it's a good thing that they're there, and I'm really grateful for those team members that I work with, because, you know, a couple of people have had some serious incidents where we needed to call an ambulance or take them to the hospital.
Well, I mean, if you've got a piece of property where there are 1,000 people, and I don't know what the total is right now for Porkfest, but odds are good we're going to surpass 1,000 people at some point this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a place where there are 1,000 people, there's a good chance one of those 1,000 is going to have themselves a bad time. Maybe they're going to drink too much or something.
Well, today it's been so hot all week.
Dehydration?
Yeah, there were a couple of those today. Yeah, so everybody stay hydrated. It's kind of late to say that now because it's cooling off. But
absolutely, especially if you're out dancing at the Bigger Gayer dance party. So obviously there's, you know, the issue with people having a bad time, but mostly it's a pretty successful event. I mean, everything's been smooth. Yeah, so, you know, every now and then somebody's going to have a little too much alcohol. That's just inevitable. Not everybody.
It's been a lot calmer this year than last year, though.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think generally not only has it been calmer, but just things have been smoother. The operation of the event itself seems to just be together.
I'm curious about the free aid thing. Is the incentive behind providing this voluntary charity, which is free of charge, is it that to prove that that can work, or is it just out of, because, I mean, people that spend their time, you know, helping other people with their injuries, they could be doing things that are probably more fun, but they might just be like, I really enjoy helping people. It makes me feel good to know that there's not going to be any boo-boos on my watch going without Band-Aid.
Oh, yeah, there are lots of people who do it just because they enjoy it. For instance, I don't know if you spoke to Katie McCall. She's a midwife, and she basically got prosecuted because she delivered a baby. Her supervisor was out at another delivery, and so she had to, you know, help. Someone went into labor. She had to catch the baby.
This was in California, correct?
Yes. So she's been volunteering with us, and she said something the other day. She said, like, I live to serve, and I just really enjoyed doing this and helping people. So, you know, she's been helping out. So I think there is some of that, just people wanting to help their neighbors. But also, we do have a little bit of an agenda of demonstrating that it is possible to help your neighbors out with first aid or maybe even health care at some point on a completely voluntary basis.
Well, wouldn't we ultimately like to get to a point of having mutual aid societies come back and replace governments and having voluntary associations actually being what's, you know, what it is that people turn to. Because now if they need help, a lot of people turn to the government because that's what they've been trained to do. It's been that way their whole lives. But if something like free aid can actually come about while the government's, you know, kind of still out there doing its thing and provide a viable alternative to assisting people, that's incredibly valuable.
Yeah, I think it's important, and that's why I spend a lot of my time on it. And you said have mutual aid societies come back, Ian. That's exactly right, the right terminology to use, because they used to be very prevalent, but they've kind of gone away as people have started to rely more on the state. And so now I think as the state is sort of, I don't know, maybe crumbling or unable to provide some of these services that people need, maybe some of those mutual aid alternatives will start to reappear and people will be able to rely on them too.
So free aid, FR33AID.com is where people can go to learn more about this. Now, a lot of people that are listening to this program, they can't make it to New Hampshire at least anytime soon. So is this something that is New Hampshire focused at this moment? Is this something you'd like to see go a little bit wider at some point?
I have big dreams for free aid. I would like to see it expand all over the world.
Oh,
and
wow.
We actually have team members from all over the place, Europe, Canada, all over the U.S. And we've been to different, we focus now on Liberty events, but we've been to lots of different events over the past 2 years that we've been around.
Like Libertopia or something like that? Where else have you been?
We went to Libertopia, and a number of other New Hampshire ones. One year we did Free Keen Fest, not this year because it was the day before Pork Fest and I had to be up here, and I have all the equipment, so it's like can't be in two places at once. But we've done the Bardo Farm Fest as well, and hopefully we'll be able to expand to sort of like non-Liberty events as well.
Yeah,
I'd really
cool.
like to do more outreach.
Ultimately,
with
breaking out of the movement is what you want to do. You want to introduce other people who maybe haven't ever come across the ideas of Liberty to the idea of free aid, and then perhaps free aid will be their entry point into discovering the free market ideas.
Yeah, I hope so. And I really like to showcase the liberty activism that comes from a more compassionate angle, because I think sometimes people see liberty activism and they're like, okay, well, either you have to go do politics or you have to, like, get arrested. And I think that's a false dichotomy. It really
is. I agree.
There are lots more things you can do besides those. And so so I like to highlight things like free aid.
Great. Thanks for doing that. And once again, folks, you can hear more of Stephanie at porktherapy.com, porctherapy.com. She, if you're here at Porkfest, she is going to be up next with her radio program on LRN.FM. And, of course, you can find that online at LRN.FM. By the way, wanted to remind you that while we're here at Porkfest, if you're at Porkfest, you know that alternative currencies are a big deal here. People are constantly trying to wheel and deal in silver and bitcoins and other alternatives that are out there. Silver and bitcoins, I would say, are probably the two biggies here at Porkfest. And if you don't have silver yet, it's easy to get bitcoin. Silver takes a little bit more effort, but it's also nice to have because you can actually put it somewhere physical. You can store it, you can lock it away, bury it, whatever it is you want to do with it. But you can go to silver.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can get great prices on hand-selected silver and gold pieces like U.S. Eagles or 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, and more. Once again, you can go to silver.freetalklive.com or call up Midas Resources at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938, or go to silver.freetalklive.com. More Free Talk Live to come tomorrow night for our live Saturday edition to wrap up Porkfest. We've still got a full day of activities in front of us. It's going to be an absolute blast. And Allie and Stephanie, thanks for coming on.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. See you tomorrow. Freetalklive.com.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.